USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Freed momentarily from the Senate's impeachment trial, several presidential candidates hightailed it to Iowa for last-minute campaigning before the state's caucuses kick off the battle for the Democratic nomination. Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii plan to hold town halls, rallies, and concerts across Iowa to keep their supporters motivated into the final stretch of the campaign. They'll join former Vice President Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, who does not have any Senate obligations and already spent much of the past week in Iowa. China's leader called the accelerating spread of a new coronavirus a very grave situation as cities from the outbreak's epicenter in central China to Hong Kong scrambled to contain an illness that has now infected more than 1,200 people and killed at least 41. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Your credit score is about to change, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
It's because of updates to the popular FICO credit scoring criteria. The company says people who fall behind on loan payments, run up debt, or take out personal loans to consolidate will likely be the hardest hit. But the company that created FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, says most consumers will only see modest changes. A company statement saying that about 110 million borrowers will see only a modest change or no change at all. About 40 million will see a sharper rise. Another 40 million will see a more significant drop. I'm Chris Barnes.
John Carlin, known for his multiple roles on the long-running 60s and 70s show Dark Shadows and his portrayal of Harvey Lacey on the show Cagney and Lacey, has passed away. Carlin was a regular on police shows, guest starring on programs like Barnaby Jones, Hawaii Five-O, Mannix Police Story, and Hill Street Blues. The actor was 86. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
E-commerce now has an increasing amount of fake merchandise, and private companies in the United States must do more to address the problem, according to Trump administration officials. An action plan was released by the Department of Homeland Security, and it says the government will apply increased scrutiny of e-commerce, including the third-party sellers who sell their goods on major online sites, as well as shippers and operators of the warehouse where the merchandise is stored. It calls on e-commerce companies to strengthen protection for consumers by more thoroughly screening third-party sellers who use their sites. As tensions between Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren continue to rise, Bernie Sanders found himself with an unusual ally, President Donald Trump. During a campaign rally in which Trump critiqued some of his Democratic challengers, the president launched into an unprompted defense of Sanders. Warren had accused Sanders of telling her that a woman couldn't win in the White House, but Sanders insisted he would never say such a thing, and President Trump said, "I don't believe that Bernie said that. I really don't. It's not the kind of thing that he would say." Trump and his allies have issued a series of favorable comments about Bernie Sanders. They've played up the Vermont senator's electoral strength and fundraising prowess. They've also suggested that if Sanders doesn't secure the nomination, it will only be because the party rigged the primary again, like they did in 2016 when Hillary Clinton won the nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.